The top stories on ABC News: at least 82 people have been killed after a magnitude 7.0 earthquake hit the Indonesian tourist island off Lombok. Now, it comes 1 week after another quake in the same area killed more than a dozen people. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he believes no Australians were injured in the quake. There's been mixed reaction from drought-affected farmers to the federal government's emergency relief package. Many are concerned that some families in need won't be eligible for the Farm Household Allowance Scheme, which awards special payments of up to $12,000. Others worry the payments will take too long to get to the farmers. Investigators are trying to determine the cause of a vintage plane crash that killed 20 people in Switzerland. The World War II Junkers U-52 was on a tourist flight when it crashed into a mountainside in the country's east. Crash investigators say the plane appears to have hit the ground almost vertically at high speed. And in the AFL, a West Coast Eagles victory over Fremantle has been marred by an ugly punch from West Coast star Andrew Gaff. Fremantle player Andrew Brayshaw had surgery overnight to repair a broken jaw and three displaced teeth after he was punched by Gaff during yesterday's Western Derby. The incident is likely to go straight to the AFL tribunal, where Gaff is expected to be suspended for several weeks.